Welcome back. Top of the second hour this Friday, September 14th, 2018. And so quickly, people just don't realize even the Reese Committee talked about the Prussian model and how the big foundations were, European influence. Page, what was it, 685, a section titled European Influence, Prussian, French, English. And that's not an isolated passage. You know, the foundation began, So just a little excerpt. The foundation began its exchange of secondary school teachers with Prussia in 1908, and the report for 1909 expressed the hope that more secondary schools and those in charge of them would begin to appreciate the benefits to be had from this exchange. The report and those for succeeding years stressed the advantages of incorporating into the American secondary school the same principles found in Prussian schools, with the object of raising the quality of teaching and education in the United States to a level comparable to that of Prussia. Isn't that fun? Do a little research on what that portends. Anyway, so cryptocurrency and then to the phones. Here's what's going to happen. So we're going to get acclimated to this thing we shouldn't. It will become normalized. The bizarre and abnormal will become normalized. It's not a natural resource or substance based, not form only. You know, everything in America is name only, is in name only, as I've said before. So digital currency is in name only. It's the form of something, but it has no substance. It's not backed by any real tangible value, any real worth, which is part of the reason why it's so volatile. So this concept of digital currency, which to me is an oxymoron, will be normalized. And along the way, you'll see these competing interests that we've already heard about. You know, Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft. Everybody's trying to create their own cryptocurrency. Walmart, they're vying for these, vying for market share. And you'll hear that it's a sort of organic competition, but it's not. And so we hear it's decentralized, and that's great. But what will happen is eventually benefits of one, like a Walmart cryptocurrency, for example, will eclipse the others, the benefits. You know, delicious benefits of socialism kind of concept. The benefits of a Walmart currency. I mean, if you use our currency, then you get 100 free, you know, cryptos or 100 free units every month to buy, you know, groceries that are made of parts from the space shuttle and things. You know, fun. You can make countertops with this food during the day and eat it at night kind of stuff. So that's fantastic. Anyway, eventually the Walmart cryptocurrencies, if you will swallow up the market because of the benefits, again, in similar fashion to what I was saying about how the most worthless currencies have historically gobbled up the market. The historians and the folks who have warned us in the past have told us. They have said, here are the lessons of history. This worthless paper will swallow up the market. And the more worthless, the faster it'll swallow up the market. Path of least resistance. And so then these large companies with their own cryptocurrency will dominate the market, and then those will be consolidated. And there you go. That's how it's going to work. Mark my words, it'll happen probably in the next 10 years. To the phones we go. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Brian.
Bouncing around, you haven't seen anything. Wait till you endure a few minutes of my thoughts. Dr. Martin Paul, I think you have an ongoing discussion with Lark where he is saying, I'm done with all of this tech thing. Well, Dr. Paul is horrendously concerned about the 5G, the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, the towers.
Yeah.
And here's my thinking. What if it was an opportunity for LARC to give some sort of clarity to the big picture of which he's been studying for so long by doing some sort of a round table with Dr. Paul, you, and LARC? Because, you know, in my notes here, I have a circle with the Star of David in it and a cross across it. You see, a lot of people I know, I can't talk about that Israel-Jewish subject matter. You and LARC are not bigots. You and LARC, like Joseph Davis at Talpia Talk, you guys are all realizing that Theodore Herzl had a game plan, that anti-Semitism is the tool we're going to use to pull off this. You guys all know that. Dr. Paul has a Star of David with a slash down the side. When Jenna calls him up on the telephone down in Portland, Oregon, and says, you know, can I send you something about the binational industrial research and development showing all of this tech association with Israel everywhere in the world, including agriculture? That's a barrier. That's the roadblock. No, I'm going. Dr. Paul says, off I am to progressive talk radio, and there he is for 2 hours a few weeks ago, YouTubing. He's going to go to a comfortable place because the people on the, you know, racist, bigoted, whatever everybody stereotypes, RBN and GCN, a half dozen other, this is what is working against LARC, is he gets associated with this bigotry, racism. So I guess this couple of thoughts that I have. This Dr. Paul is from Washington State University, retired. That's an agriculture college, as you probably know, in Washington. He will support talking to me because we grow things, whether it's trees or food. And there's some kind of a communitarian bumper sticker says, no food, no farms, no food. He realizes that. And I've got people in town here that loan me their three-point attachment to their tractor, rototiller, because they've tried farming and they realize tough road to hoe. They're willing to give me support because they don't want to have to do it. Somebody has to do it. And yet, I'm referred to by this former farmer as a lunatic because in their mind, I'm opposing this, you know, what Brendan O'Connell has beat his head against the desk saying, it's everywhere. They're completely taking over the whole shebang. So when Fred in Michigan can't control his frustration, and LARC comes on to your show and says, you know, I'm ready to drop kick this whole technology world, and, you know, I look at Michael Herzog, whose son is in the tech world. He's trying to invest his future in the tech world, and Michael Herzog just can't have Dr. Paul on because that's going to cut into his son's future. They got us by the short hairs, and this tech thing just couldn't be thrown out. Now, this Alana Freeland lives in Olympia, and next to her name, I've got the before-mentioned Star of David with a slash in it. It's going to cut into book sales, Brian. I cannot mention Zionism. Well, this week I've heard several people bring up communitarianism, and you know, Jenna attempts, but she gets kind of scatterbrained. But we got P.J. Barden to have Jim Lee on. Lark puts on the chitango. Would it be fair to say that this tech is we're being warred upon? And Jim finds out at that point who Lark is, and eventually they spend hours on the phone trying to drill into him this communitarian word. Jim alters what he says now because he realizes this communitarian law is completely behind all this. So this, are we being warred upon? When Dr. Martin Paul, who Jenna put up on Storm Shelter Chitango, a link to something, it's a YouTube, it is Woodstock Truth Squad, Progressive Talk and More. And what the questions into it are asking is, can we mitigate the tech? So Jenna, when Dr. Martin Paul gets interviewed by Richie Allen, she puts up as a comment, okay, so you all are going to take two bathrobes with hoods, and you are going to put aluminum foil tape to it, and that's how you're going to go through the rest of your life. Or you're going to follow Alana Freeland, and you're going to find consciousness, and that's going to be your solution. Well, some of us, like Joseph Davis and Lark and Brendan, have got to have some other kind of plan. And the reason why Dr. Paul will even talk to me, it just burns him that I have to bring politics into this. But others do as well. He gets interviewed by people, say, you know, it's not a good enough explanation, doctor, that it's all about greed. How many times have I heard this? And you as well? No, there's something much more nefarious that explains all this. But I am hoping that possibly, you know, I could call Dr. Paul up and say, you know, Chris is so frustrated with this 5G nightmare and all of this health effects that are explained, that he's willing to have Dr. Paul on, but with Lark to oversee the conversation, because I think without him, we get lost. He knows so much that I think he could be helpful to steer some kind of forward direction, because I don't want to wear a bathrobe with tin foil attached to the inside. I got other things to do. Now, you know, this Dr. Paul, he realizes I had a 13-year-old daughter who died of leukemia, and Jenna has a 15, 16-year-old that just can't find his place in the community. Where are all my fans and friends? Well, they don't exist. Why don't you, like you've been going off for 2 weeks on, Chris, go down to the recruiter, and that's exactly where he's going. I'm going to go see the world, because there aren't any other options.
Yeah. Which gets back to, you know, Lark's point that sounds like hyperbole. Every industry, and I've said the same thing, every industry, you know, all roads lead to Mecca, and every industry is an avenue to conscript folks to evil. It really is in America these days when you really do a critical analysis, just about everything. I'm not really aware of anything that is a completely honest living, so to speak. So So, you know, like you said, what do you do as a young person that age? And I can identify with that. I remember when I was that age thinking I'm squirrely, I'm impetuous. I have, I had good people around me putting good things into the foundation of my life. And yet I was still squirrely at that age. And so I remember thinking, well, I heard my grandfather talk about how the Navy turned a boy into a man. We see all these movies romanticizing the concept. I heard the same thing. I never heard the stories about guys never sleeping another night for the rest of their life. And those kinds of stories, you know, he said he was a shopkeeper in the Navy, so it gave him a trade that was the basis of his livelihood for the rest of his life. And so, you know, you hear that stuff, you see all of this propaganda. Not that family was doing that, but, you know, this message that family says, they don't want to tell you the dark side for obvious reasons. And that, the, you know, if there's a positive side of it, that message is bolstered by the propaganda that we are surrounded by, that we marinate in, basically. And so you put those things together. You realize as a young man, like the story you're talking about, what do I do? What are my options? You know, I could go to college. That's a whole different story in my case. And so, you know, you hear, well, maybe I should go do this thing. Maybe I should, you know, let this institution turn a boy into a man, or at least, you know, someone who hasn't become the man that he feels he should be at that point. Maybe this can help. And by the way, for those listening who don't know, it's not true. That's a myth, and you're cannon fodder. But I can identify with that.
Yeah, I introduced Zadi to the neighbor. He's Vietnam era. He was going to get drafted. He said, "Well, I'm just going to get on a friggin' ship. Vietnamese don't have any boats," and off to the Navy he goes. He's there 3-4 weeks, realizes this is not what I was signing up for, and he spent most of his career in the brig, or, you know, denied shore leave. He tells the story of, okay, well, go down on the side of the ship and grind all that paint off. That's your, you know, task. And what does he do? He prints Froik the USN in with the grinder on the side of the ship. His buddies are looking over the side. Oh, you done it this time, buddy. This is the end of you. Well, it's the grass is greener on the other side. That's, you know, I'm no prophet, but I'm telling you, that's what Zadi's going to find out. I've been sold down the river, hook, line, and sinker, just like every other time I said, you know, this ain't for me. I'm over here. I'll be homeschooled. No, that's not. This isn't any fun. I'm going to go to school. Well, this isn't any fun either. Well, I'm going to try the military. See how that maybe, I'm not a prophet, but that's what's going to happen. Anyway, in closing, the Washington State Legislature put biochar up as a possible thing to put some money into. We have this summer of wildfires up and down the West Coast. Zinke, the Interior Secretary, he's scratching his head. What are we going to do with all this biomass? How are we going to move forward? Well, I look at all this stuff, and communitarianism is everywhere. It's how are we going to?
We're headed into a break.
Sheep.
We got a break.
Or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We saw Brian.
Roger that.
Yeah. Well, we need to move on to other calls, Brian. I hear what you're saying. Do you have a closing thought?
Yep. We may have lost Brendan. He's not communicating. He may go. Maybe I'll try and make something happen in Australia because the U.S. I mean, can you imagine him listening to Aaron and Melissa Dykes or No More News and Christopher Bolin and his little group of buddies, Dante and Joseph Davis, are pointing out that Christopher Bolin is ducking questions and Brendan has to be very frustrated. In closing, Brendan says, we got to have a plan. Well, if we could present this to the air pollution control, the farmers, that biochar is actually something these kids could earn a little elbow grease. You're from Montana, Chris. There is so many people that are just living a life of complete BS. They are not who they try and pretend with the cowboy boots and the cowboy hats and I'm going hunting. No, you can see through them. They've been watching too much TV. They're phony masquerading. There are real people that could be out going into a mass of brush and overgrown nightmare and putting in a day's work with a group of people and accomplishing something. I think it's a plan, Chris. Thanks for giving me all that time.
You're welcome, Brian, and I appreciate it. I definitely understand the urgency, and I know that I've mentioned it before. I'm willing to have that conversation. So we'll circle back around and talk about that.
You're a hopeful individual for Jenna and myself. Thanks again.
You bet. Thanks, Brian.
Bye now.
And it is frustrating. Speaking of interests that want to stifle voices, I'm reminded of Eustace Mullins in Secrets of the Federal Reserve talking about 2 years worth of going to, I think, hundreds of publishers trying to get Secrets of the Federal Reserve published. And he had another book that he's working on. He talked to one publisher who said, and he was trying to get additional funding to complete Secrets of the Federal Reserve. He'd been doing research in the Library of Congress that was at the behest and direction of Ezra Pound and the founder of the National Press Club, I want to say. What is his name? Anyway, Eustace Mullins tells the story of trying to get get some kind of revenue coming in so he can complete the research project. And one publisher says, this book will probably never get published, but give me a manuscript for your other book and maybe we can help you out with that, because this one, it's probably not going to happen. So there was that. Allison Weir over at If Americans Knew reminds us of Dorothy Thompson and how Dorothy Thompson was told that her switching her views around on Zionism was almost a definition of professional suicide. And, True Stream Media video, touches on the same thing. Now we have this technology that does stuff. So we have Anthony Lewandowski and his goofy way of the future church that would have folks worshiping AI. He, in the manifesto of his church, it says, "We believe it may be important for machines to see who is friendly to their cause and who is not. We plan on doing so by keeping track of who has done what and for how long to help the peaceful and respectful transition." Imagine. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. before. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, a brief excerpt from the foreword of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and then back to the phones. He wrote, "I had no interest in money or banking as a subject because I was working on a novel. Ezra Pound offered to supplement my income by $10 a week for a few weeks." This is when he was commissioned to the research project back in 1949. "My initial research revealed evidence of an international banking group which had secretly planned to the writing of the Federal Reserve Act and Congress enactment of the plan into law. These findings confirmed what Pound had long suspected. He said, you must work on it as a detective story. I was fortunate in having my research at the Library of Congress directed by a prominent scholar, George Stimson, founder of the National Press Club, who was described by the New York Times of September 28, 1952, beloved by Washington newspaper men as our walking Library of Congress. Mr. Stimson was a highly regarded reference source in the Capitol. Government officials, congressmen, and reporters went to him for information on any subject. I did research 4 hours each day at the Library of Congress and went to St. Elizabeth's Hospital in the afternoon to see Ezra Pound. Pound and I went over the previous day's notes. I then had dinner with George Stimson at Scholl's cafeteria while he went over my material, and I then went back to my room to type up the corrected notes. Both Stimson and Pound made many suggestions in guiding me in a field in which I had no previous experience. When Pound's resources ran low, I applied to the Guggenheim Foundation. Interesting, especially because of what the Reese Committee was researching at the very same time. Huntington Hartford Foundation and other foundations to complete my research of the Federal Reserve. Imagine those foundations not wanting to fund Ezra Pound's work on the Federal Reserve. Even though my foundation applications were sponsored by three leading poets of America, Ezra Pound, E.E. Cummings, and Elizabeth Bishop, all of the foundations refused to sponsor this research. I then wrote up my findings to date, and in 1950 began efforts to market this manuscript in New York. 18 publishers turned it down without comment, but the 19th, Devin Garrity, president of Devin Adair Publishing Company, gave me some friendly advice in his office. "I like your book, but we can't print it," he told me. "Neither can anybody else in New York. Why don't you bring in a prospectus for your novel, and I think we can give you an advance. You may as well forget about getting the Federal Reserve book published. I doubt if it ever could be printed." This was devastating news. Coming after 2 years of intensive work, I reported back to Pound, and we tried to find a publisher in other parts of the country. After 2 years of fruitless submissions, the book was published in a small edition in 1952 by two of Pound's disciples, John Casper and David Horton, using their private funds, under the title of Mullins on the Federal Reserve. In 1954, a second edition with unauthorized alterations was published in New Jersey as the Federal Reserve Conspiracy. In 1955, Guido Roeder brought out a German edition in Obermaugau, Germany. The book was seized and the entire edition of 10,000 copies burned by government agents led by Dr. Otto John. Anyway, and according to Eustace Mullins, at the time that the reprint in 1991 was commissioned, it was the only book still to that day, as far as I know, ever burned in a post-World War II Germany. So that's, you know, some fun facts about the conspiracy that we're up against. Speaking of JFK's speech to the American Newspaper Publishers Association many, many years ago, back in 1961. Back to the phones, William in Washington. Excuse me. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
William from Montana or Washington?
It says Washington on the screen, but William in Montana.
I can swear I pretty much know which state I'm in, so I'm from Montana.
That's good, and it's not a state of confusion either, so that's...
Right.
I hear myself somewhere. I don't know where that's coming from, but it's interesting. Anyway, thanks for calling, William.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was, you know, if cryptocurrency is a magician's trick, in many ways it pales in comparison to the magical, fantastical dollar-denominated debt. You know, it's one of the things that is one of the values that I can ascribe to cryptocurrency is it showed just how sort of non-material currencies and the value of money has very little relationship to something that's real. You know, it's based upon a type of faith, and that's why so much energy is put into trying to bolster, you know, through PR, how strong a nation is, and I think what it was Paul Krugman said that, when people were saying, yeah, but the United States has a lot of debt, and that's going to really, really impact the value of the dollar. And he said, the value of the U.S. dollar is based on it being backed up with men with guns. And that's how the West, you know, enforces. That's why the dollar has become weaponized. It's a means to, you know, punish countries that won't do the United States bidding. And this works if you are a unipolar power. If you're the last man standing, the way the neocons thought of the United States when the fall of the Soviet Union happened, they felt that they inherited the right to be, you know, the unipolar power of the world. And therefore, you know, their currency has to be used by everyone. But what's interesting that I've seen, you know, global debt is estimated to be, you know, like 100, I saw one report, $164 trillion. And that's even higher because these numbers were from 2017. And that's like back in 2017, it was like 230% of global GDP, you know, GDP. And so, I mean, even the United States, their debt to GDP ratio was like over 100%. And, you know, if we do that personally, you know, with our credit cards, I mean, we're in deep trouble. And one of the things that I've noticed happening in the financial world is they're not only talking about debt, but they're talking about the quality of debt, which blows my mind, because it's like, isn't debt? I mean, how can you talk about the quality of debt? And when I've looked into this, it's the quality of debt is what is being held. You know, how do you store your debt? I mean, what is your debt denominated in? And unfortunately, for many countries who haven't learned their lesson on how to grow their own economies, I think of Russia as a sterling example of trying to disengage itself from all relationship to dollar denominated debt. And instead of their federal central bank bailing out the ruble, they just let it float. And so it's like, oh, you can't do that. You know, you got to do like the United States does, where they have quantitative easing, where they basically take this bad debt and support it with more debt, which, you know, is a losing proposition. So, you know, when I look at this, you know, where we're heading, it doesn't look good, especially as, you know, like as we exert sanctions on other countries and threaten, you know, Trump just today said he was going to apply another $200 billion in tariffs against China. And, you know, this sounds like it's almost like an exercise in desperation. Yep. Because it's driving people away from using this dollar as a reserve currency. And so how do we double down on this? Well, we start putting more emphasis in arms. You know, that becomes our principal means of making money, you know, supposedly, so that we can start dealing with this debt to GDP ratio. And all that does is, I mean, this, you can see this pattern in Rome and Greece and all these civilizations. Yeah. That went down the drain. They went down the drain as they started consolidating. They, in order to keep this Ponzi scheme going, they had to acquire more and more and more territory and use that, you know, the booty gain from these conquests to finance their debt. And
as supporting grief aside. Again, I hear myself. I don't know where that's coming from, but it's kind of frustrating. So Eustace Mullins also wrote a book titled The Biological Jew, and though most would probably consider it a polemic rant,
I don't.
It's interesting the concept he introduces of is there a speakerphone on somewhere or something? That's really I can hear myself. Anyway,
nothing in my on my line.
That's very interesting. So he talks about the concept of parasitism, and so to support what you're talking about, I think of there was a video published by Shaking My Head Productions, June 25th, 2018, a YouTube video titled "Foxconn is Here: $800 a month flat wage for everyone soon?" Question mark. You know, a UBI sort of concept, but they go through some numbers: $8.5 trillion in liabilities that are not accounted for, $29 trillion in obligations for current Social Security participants, et cetera, et cetera. Go through some other numbers, and they link to an entry over at justfacts.com, justfacts.com/nationaldebt.asp. And all the numbers are there. And so the point is to support what you're saying or to sort of reinforce what you're saying. Why would we believe, speaking of the magician's trick, why would we believe what I would call the Dewey Oxberger archetype from Stripes? You know, the con artist who's always conning people and always
sure.
a parasitical what do you call it? A parasitical, not force, but whatever, you know, this parasitic element of society that wants to con people constantly and tell people, well, you know, you should do this. And that's why I mentioned the G30 earlier, for example. Speaking of Paul Krugman, you know, he's a G30 guy, and they're, you know, it's always this illusion. It's always this Jedi mind trick. Well, you should do this now. And they always have another suggestion that just furthers the problem. It's like pouring gas on a fire.
Yeah, and if you look at some other numbers that's coming out about, you know, pay for executives here in the United States, I mean, last year I think it was 8.5% increase. And much of this, you know, like you say, well, okay, executive compensations are obscene. But if you actually look at how they pay this, a good portion of this executive compensation is in stocks, which are,
right.
When you start talking about value, I mean, if I have $68 million of stock, I can say I'm $68 million rich. But if you actually look at the inflated, you know, bubble that stocks are, I mean, one of the reasons why they're high and the value is high is not because there's value there, but because of inflation and the quality of debt that represents. And one of the things, you know, when I told you a couple days ago that I took a recess and went out into these beautiful fields here in Montana, you know, just to see this amazing wheat harvest, and that's always uplifts me. But then I go in and look at, you know, the American Wheat Association. They just announced that they were going to be closing their office in Russia because they can't sell any wheat into Russia. And now with this grain, with these sanctions or the type of tariffs that are being applied to China, you know, many Montana wheat farmers, you know, one of their big customers or potential customers was China, and now that's drying up. And then I go and look at the numbers out of Russia, and they had since January of from January to July 2018. They had an 80% increase in their grain, wheat and rye exports. And so here is something, carloads and train loads and freighter loads of wheat is real. know, that you can actually eat it. It's not some type of fantasized currency, be it crypto or fiat currency. It's real
exactly.
stuff. Exactly. Anyway.
More imaginary nonsense. Yeah. Back to reality.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Full circle and back to the phones. So we have benefited from disparities in America, and it's time to face the music, you know. Again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth but took pleasure in wickedness. More and more that seems to sort of categorize America in my mind. So To me, again, circling back around, that is the troubling reality we, I think, must confront in America. Back to the phones, Fred in Michigan. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Fred.
This is Miller from
Miller.
New York.
All right.
What's
Didn't
going on?
See you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah,
I was gonna
talk about the video games. I had some stuff I wanted to read to you, but that's gonna have to wait for another episode. I did want to mention Sean Kennedy's Tales from the After Now, and it paints a rather vivid picture of what America, a post 9/11 America, would look like with militarism gone to its ultimate conclusion, which is world destruction, and the merging of man and machine out of balance. And I wanted to talk about that last part because this is something that you see everywhere. People have their cell phones glued to their face. And the concept of balance between life and technology is it's not there anymore. And the more dependent people are on technology, the more dependent they are on corporations.
Yeah, I think of Scott Klosowski's remarks in his Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming talk back in 2016, ironically, where he said around the six-minute mark, if folks go to Scott Klosowski, Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming at the Global Gaming Expo back in 2016, he said what we have to realize is that mobile is a first step, and we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. That's what he said. So, and he said, I know it's hard for some people to think about, but we're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology.
Yeah, There are good applications for this type of technology. For instance, VR could be used to train better doctors. You know, skills that would take years to learn, you could learn in a few months. But I don't see that coming out to the public, even if they did create it.
Absolutely. Again, Jaron Lanier and You Are Not a Gadget talking about the singularity and the rapture. You know, if those are your beliefs, then you don't use your, you know, knowledge to benefit mankind, so to speak. You're trying to hasten these events.
Our technology should make us more independent, not more reliant upon corporations.
Brilliantly said. That's a great place to end the broadcast. And something to think about over the weekend. Thanks for your call, Miller. Appreciate it. And interesting Friday. I hope it was informative, folks. I hope you have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.